Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, all automotive advertising news all the time. As you know, we're linked and posted directly on adagencyonline.net, your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising needs. And I am your host, Philip Zellinger, president of Ad Agency Online, LLC, a full-service automotive advertising agency with an obligation to pass on best practices. And we use our free resource portal as an opportunity to float your boat. We all, as they say, you know, a rising tide raises all boats. So we're certainly comfortable in passing on our knowledge, passing on our best practices to our online audience. The expectations that if there's an opportunity that we can share, you'll give us a call. I think it's important that we start with an apology. We were scheduled to have David Murad, president of Lead Converter, online today. They're based out of West Coast, and I guess their schedule mixed us up, and I apologize for that misunderstanding. But the good news is I know everything there is to know about Lead Converter, because they are one of our preferred vendors. And more importantly, they solve a lot of the problems that we all share out there. So the conversation today is still going to be coming from an automotive advertising expert, but it's going to be Philip Zellinger. Best way to start the conversation is to explain the logic as to why we scheduled the show today with Lead Converter as the key subject. Now, it's important we all accept the responsibility that exists in today's market, which is it's shrinking. There's fewer and fewer customers. We have to maximize the efficiencies on the ones that we're able to capture. Whether it be in the real-world showroom or the virtual showroom, all the processes are the same. People don't change. Our priorities are still to get the information the customers need to make a decision. The day that selling cars ended quite a few years ago, I think it probably ended with the Internet. Reason being that the information that they used to have to go to the dealership to get and the first impressions that you were able to achieve with that smiling face standing out by the front door opening their car door as they pulled up has been replaced with their ability to sort of insulate themselves from that pressure and insulate themselves from that need to jump in a car, especially with $4 a gallon of gas on the table, and get the information by going from dealer hopping, so to speak. Well, now that they can get everything they needed to know to be able to make the decision of what to do and how to narrow it down by simply sitting at their desk in their office, their home, or now even in their cell phones and PDAs, it sort of changed the dynamics of what our role in the shopping process is. Once we recognize that and we understand that the value is in building our virtual showroom, well, it doesn't mean we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. A lot of the processes we've engineered over the last 50 years in making sure we help a customer move through that shopping experience by getting the information they need to make the decision, I guess the key now is that we have to deliver it, but we're delivering it in a different way. Now, technology has always either stood in the way of a car dealer or helped them move forward, so we take the other side of the formula. We take that the glass is half full, and using technology to be able to develop a relationship with our customers by giving them the information they need and hoping that we're on their short list in the real world to move forward and write a check, well, that's what we're going to be talking about today, and that's one of the first things that Lead Converter helps us to do. Training experiences that I've had, and perhaps a lot of our audience shares because we've all been through them, all the different programs that are offered by the OEMs and all of the different investments that we've made, both as a dealer for training our staff and in contributing or participating in Dealer 20 groups, all of the resources we tap into teach us that the first impression is irretrievable. So the first thing we have to do is accept the fact that the showroom has to be presentable, the people have to be in position, the processes have to be ready, and the moment that customer walks in the door, we have to be able to meet them, greet them, and get the information they need, possibly do an initial TO in order to introduce them to a manager that's going to eventually be the resource for the price. Obviously, we want to insulate the salesperson from that. We don't want to have a good guy, bad guy. We want the salesman the good guy at all times. So the opportunity to be able to platform the information in a nice, comfortable way in the real world was usually done by training our salespeople to meet and greet the customer the moment they walked in the door, get some general information, I guess pre-qualify, as long as you don't abuse that relationship, get a sense of what shoe will fit, and then somewhere in the process introduce them to the managers so they are available to give information later on about the price, maybe even do a facility and a walk through the service drive, and then acquire all of the information you need to help them narrow it down to a particular vehicle. And then, of course, we get into the dueling match of negotiation. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just the real world. People want a better deal than the one that you have posted, and that's okay. We move forward to offer that. So one of the values that we try to present is how do we meet and greet customers when they come to a virtual showroom? You know, after all, we have that glass wall between us, and it's pretty important that we crack through it. Well, that's one of the things that we do when we put in a click-to-call or a click-to-chat feature on a website, and Lead Converter is somebody that we've had a relationship with from the day we opened the portal. And I strongly recommend them as an example of an opportunity to be able to meet and greet your customers the moment they come onto your virtual showroom. I mean, the application that they invest in literally qualifies a customer by source. It tells you what their IP address is, tells you where they came from, so you get a little bit of an added incentive to analyze this math when you're doing your back-end analytics and projecting, you know, where your sources are coming from. But the main thing you want to do is you want to meet and greet them as quickly as you can, just like in the real world. Well, in the virtual world, that's accomplished through a company like Lead Converter. They install a chat dialogue that proactively engages a chat first with their visitors to the site. The good news is it's, you know, they initiate it. You know, if you sit back and wait for a customer to ask the question, I can only put you back into the real world to explain the logic of that. You know, if you sit back and you let people walk around looking for the information they think they need, they're just going to walk up to a window sticker, they're going to look at it. They may get shocked by, you know, the addendums that you've added, or they may get shocked by the basic MSRP nowadays. But they don't know themselves which shoe's going to fit. I mean, because most people don't write a check. They need information like the value of their trade. They need information like what the interest rates and factory incentives are and programs are. And all of that requires them to be able to talk to somebody. Problem is that if their first impressions are sticker shock and they walk out the door without that initial TO and without that meet and greet, well, you just wasted the investment you made for them to find you to begin with. In the virtual world, that's almost a fact. If you look at some of the real-world statistics that analyze the conversion rate or the number of people, in other words, that actually go to your site and then engage in a conversation or engage in an email relationship back and forth to get additional information, you're going to note that a real number in today's world with an effective website is maybe 3 to 5%. It's the 95% of the people then that are embarrassed or are pushed off of your website or pushed off of your showroom for the wrong reason, because they don't have help to move forward. That's the ones that we have to approach with an application like Lead Converter. The ability to be able to engage them in a chat and ask them if they have any questions, and then to have best practices in place with a trained staff with word tracks and experienced solutions to the questions they answer and answers to the questions they ask, it's so important that we have that in place. The training processes we give into our own staff is certainly a value. But unfortunately, it's not consistent. There's a lot of turnover in sales staff nowadays at dealerships. I think we all recognize that it's a deficiency we have to overcome. In the real world, well, in the virtual world, you have a similar problem. Most internet departments are really prioritizing efficiencies of getting back in time. But they don't necessarily have all the information you need on the human side of the formula about how to draw out the information, how to draw out the questions, I should say, to provide the information to a customer. That's one of the things that Lead Converter provides. They literally supplement your staff. They have an outsourced BDC center based out of Seattle that allows best practices to be applied on a consistent basis. They learn them in the real world by the fact that they have many clients now that are allowing them to tweak and fine-tune their experience so that they can modify the conversation they're going to have to create a chat dialogue with the site visitor. They make sure to move that customer forward by giving them the information they need in a very aggressive manner. They literally go first by answering the questions the customer is asking without requiring them to give them an email address and get back in touch later. If the conversation is fortunate enough to move forward into specifics, well, they don't presume to know the exact inventory and exact pricing, so they simply offer to escalate that relationship to a click-to-call feature that they incorporate in their application. It literally allows that chat person sitting in Seattle to push the person onto a call directly with a selected staff at your real-world showroom. So the ability to take it from that initial meet-and-greet into an initial TO with someone from the dealership to escalate it into a phone call, and then, of course, the ability to do what you need to do to move forward in the selling process is some of the other applications that we platform on our website. And I guess the logic is simple. You need to replicate the processes that have worked for you in the real world and literally bring them into the virtual showroom, and you need to integrate the processes that you've already recognized as the way to sell a car and or sell service with applications that we also have to replicate on the virtual showroom. Lead Converter, as you know, tees up the opportunity to move forward into a feature benefit presentation. Obviously, the intent is to get the customer information in a chat, push it, if possible, up to an escalated phone call with a click to call, get a live human being online to give them the information on the phone, and then, of course, hopefully move them forward into an actual meet and greet at the dealership. But truth is that in today's world, that's not even necessary. Given the confidence that customers are developing in the use of the internet and their ability to actually have transactions online, there's a lot more opportunity now to keep the conversation alive on the virtual showroom, and you almost don't need to leave it. And boy, is that a value when the customer's sitting there trying not to have to spend the $4 a gallon to drive around showrooms and get hit up with a high, fast-talking car salesman. So the opportunity that we try to propose to our customers and to the people listening to this show is the value of being able to maintain an ongoing process in the virtual showroom to replicate the successful ones in the real world. So the next step in the process that I've been teaching and learning from, I remind you all that in one of my former lives I wrote a book, How to Sell a Car, which is a career training guide. And after the meet and greet and the initial TO, the next step is basically a walk around, a feature benefit presentation, a test drive, and then from there, desking the deal and ongoing negotiations. And you want an exit TO to make sure you maintain control of the customer and make sure that you've done everything you can to earn their business before they leave. And if you've got to let them leave, you want to make sure you're able to follow up by getting the information you need to keep in touch. Those are the processes that we now are able to offer on in the internet, and an example of opportunities like that, once you've gotten through that front door and gotten that initial TO and that meet and greet with Lead Converter, is to move forward into that feature benefit and or that walk around or that facility walk. That can be accomplished with another friend of ours called LaserStream Video. LaserStream Video is the company that put that our spokes model on our website, if you've been to adagentonline.net. And quite simply, what they allow you to do is put a personality to the dealership. It allows you to have a spokes model actually talk to your customers at the virtual showroom, give them a little sense of the branding statement you want to share with them as far as what the personality is of your dealership. And it even allows you to move forward in your website with putting different spokes models and different messages on different pages and literally push them through your facility. To let them do an inventory walk, to let them do a facility walk in terms of your fixed operations opportunities and sales and service. And, the ability to drill down into best deals with coupons and things of that nature. So incorporating a spokes model for the use of a company like LaserStream Video allows you to continue the conversation past the initial TO and meet and greet into a feature benefit and a facility walk. Now, from there, the test drive can be accomplished with other video products and services that are available, and you get into some of the products that we offer through inventory. It's amazing how much you can actually, how much information you can provide in individual vehicle videos that are available and or in that same spokes model, getting an overview on how to drill down and use your website to know what you have in stock and at what time and how much. The next opportunity you want to move forward to is the ability to physically negotiate. Well, again, that glass wall kept on getting in the way, so we involved ourselves with applications like AI Dealer. AI Dealer, as you all may recall from previous shows, and if you visited our portal, is an application that is literally a self-serve shopping cart for consumers. It allows them to desk their own deal. It allows them to go through your inventory in a very structured and controlled manner. It allows them to understand what options exist, what additional value exists in things like extended warranties and accessories that dealerships offer. But the main confidence you have to understand is this is nothing new. We are not reinventing the wheel here. We're just balancing it. We're just applying it to the virtual showrooms that we're trying to accept is the real-world shopping position that most customers are taking. They're using it now as a way to save themselves the time and the money to get the information they need. And in this application, they can almost literally avoid the showroom completely with an online transaction that's accommodated through a company like AI Dealer. They're able to work their way through the inventory. They're able to fill out a credit application with the confidence of someone there tutoring them through it because there's a very structured process that they're able to follow to understand what they need to give in order to get the information they need. But the biggest advantage of it is they're still able to keep that separation. They still don't have to deal with a salesperson. And in their mind, if they can get the information themselves, it's a lot more credible. And that's the value that a company like AI Dealer proposes, which is why we recommend them. But more importantly, it's the process that they're able to replicate is what we're excited about. The fact that they can drill down through the inventory, get a copy of the MSRP, get a copy of the equipment on the car, literally a window sticker on the vehicle. They can drill down by filling out a credit app and get an actual real-world example with their specific credit and down payment, and they get their car trade value appraised based on existing values that are posted through things like Kelly and Blue Book and Black Book and all of this information that we're now able to provide real-time, real-world, and virtual world is what gives them the comfort in being able to continue to move forward and do business with you. Don't forget, the internet is often a filter that they use to narrow it down to the two or three dealerships they want to actually talk details with. So obviously, the more comfort they have, the more information you give in the virtual world, the more likely they are to keep you on that short list. Once you move forward and they've actually built out the vehicle, that the price, the payment, and everything works, you move forward to an actual transaction. And that's the opportunity that AI dealer proposes. Now, once you've gotten the business, obviously the next thing you need to focus on is not only their service and stuff for future, but an ongoing contact. They've all recognized the value and need to be able to maintain a relationship with a customer after you've gotten that first check, because fixed operations is probably more important than sales in today's market. With an absorption rate at 75% is almost a minimum expectation, and an opportunity to acquire 100%+ absorption, we've proven it in the field. A lot of our auto dealer clients have enjoyed that because they've invested in these relationships, and we have a lot of toys and tools to do that. I'll keep talking, and we'll get into a few others. But in dealing with the first phase, it's, all right, we got the guy's business, now what? Well, the opportunity to keep in touch on a regular basis to your database. I call it the low-hanging fruit philosophy. I remind you all that it's a lot easier to do business with people that already know who you are, where you are, that have already done business with you as long as they were happy. And the opportunity to keep them happy and to keep in touch is provided through another vendor that we often do business with, which is called Keon Media. Now, it's important we remember that these guys are car guys. Everyone I'm talking to are car guys. The applications they've created really were built in the real world and just transferred over in logic and application to the virtual showrooms. So let's talk about Keon Media. What they basically do is everyone here has some form of a follow-up system, I'm sure. Everybody here has some form of a referral system in your real world. Well, you now have one on your virtual if you incorporate Keon Media as a vendor partner. What they technically are able to do is get back in touch with your customer base directly through your DMS. You don't have to re-input the data. You don't have to replicate any process. You don't have to add any additional processes, rather. And they provide information to your client in a very consumer-friendly way. They have a quarterly magazine that they post online. They distribute directly through your DMS to your customers. But the value that they have is they're not sending out sales messages. They're sending out information. They're putting out information that's relevant and, to the customer. It's changed seasonally and specific to your product line and market. And the advantage that they offer to you is you're able to keep in touch with the customer on their terms. Instead of getting back, you want to write me another check, you're getting back, hey, by the way, did you realize that it is winter and you do need to do some seasonal preparation for your vehicle? And you're not even presenting it as a dealership. You're presenting it through a third-party site that is created by Keon Media, but you're, of course, the underpinnings of that. You're linked to that with any offers that surface as a result of the articles, and that's where they drill down to coupons that you provide and or link directly to your website. The added value of the additional search engine optimization exposure, the investment that Keon Media is already making in their third-party site in your name, allows you to talk not only to your own customers by directing them to these articles that are linked to the website that they host, but it also allows web surfers who are trying to avoid your dealership, who may not have done business with you yet, who are looking for information after the fact. Those people are of value as well. You know, the one thing I've always counseled my dealers is to recognize this truth. You know, sales, as valuable as they are, and that first relationship of selling the car is as important as it is to the front end of the dealership, it truthfully is the back end of the store that's keeping us above water right now. You know, that 75% absorption rate is not a number. That's a fact. It states that 75% of your expenses can be covered by your service and parts department, but not if you don't get customers that you did not sell to. If all you do is limit your fixed operations to people you sold cars to, you got a lot of problems. You need to recognize that, you know, I can afford to lose, car. I can't afford to lose a customer. If somebody does decide to buy elsewhere, that's not the end of the game. All that means is that you lost the first round. Round two comes up with opportunities presented through third-party sites like those provided by Keon Media, that allows you to exist outside of your own identity. It allows you to support a third-party site that's out there fishing for customers that maybe already bought a vehicle elsewhere, but now they're looking for a relationship on how to keep it, the warranty, and how to service it. That's the kind of a relationship you create by supporting a product like Keon Media, because of their presence on the internet that expands your message, by going through them. And again, their whole value is that they write articles in a very consumer-friendly form. They provide information that is based on what consumers are looking for. They're primarily focused on the guys that have already avoided the car dealer by going to these third-party sites. We all know the value of third-party sites because we buy leads from them. You know, Cars.com and all the other dealers and the rest of them, they only exist because in the past, the dealerships didn't understand the importance of creating a search engine optimization formula and having search engine marketing investments to get customers on the web to get information to and from them, and they just turn around and sell the leads to us. If we would have been doing our job, those companies never would have existed. Same opportunity today. Since the customer's already accepted that they're using the internet as a filter, they're using it as a way to get information without getting into the negotiations and the sales pressure of a real-world showroom or even a car dealer's individual website, the relationship you can develop with Keon Media is a perfect example of being able to not only approach the low-hanging fruit of your customers through your database, but those web surfers that are looking for information after the sale, and we certainly don't want to throw away their business. If we've lost it on the sale, let's get it back in service. The opportunity of doing that exists with a relationship with a company like Keon Media. Another opportunity of getting back in touch with that low-hanging fruit is a company that we recommend strongly, which is a social networking site called CarFolks.com. CarFolks.com has been featured on these shows regularly because of their social networking values in today's market, with consumers being the core product. If you think about it, you know, without the people, without the consumer, we wouldn't have anyone to talk to. So what we try to do with hooking up our relationship with CarFolks.com and other social networking sites that we'll be discussing, like SmartWomenByCars.com, is the fact that these people that we've accepted, we've burnt the bridge over the last 50 years because of their presumption that all we care about is selling them a car. Well, it's not true. There's a lot of really good people in the auto industry that really do deserve and earn the business of the customers that they do business with. So I guess what we need to do is we need to bear the cross, accept the fact that the auto industry has created a little bit of a paranoia on who do I trust and who don't I trust, and that's what CarFolks.com surfaces. They're able to attract consumers both with their own presence online, similar to Keon Media. They have their own website, they have their own search engine optimization formulas, they have their own search engine marketing investments, and they have their own identity and customer base that finds them. You know, just like people looking to take a vacation find TripAdvisor, people looking to buy a car are now finding car sites like CarFolks.com. What CarFolks.com does is, like TripAdvisor, they allow people to post their experiences at car dealerships on their website. They allow consumers to share their experiences. And, of course, the dealers that support the site are those that are recommended as the solution to the problems. And the ability to create your reputation online is something that's already happening. You know, CarFolks.com even has every dealership in the country on their portal. It's not just those that have signed up. So whether you know it or not, you're already on CarFolks.com. The difference is whether or not you're able to monitor and manage the reputation that's being created for you by your customers. What CarFolks.com does that we like that's different than many of the other social networking sites, like DealerRater and all the others that are out there, is that it allows the dealer to monitor the comments that are placed on the site about them, and they have a two-week respite to get back in touch and make sure that if there is a problem, they can solve it before it goes public. That alone, the ability to monitor, manage, and control your online reputation is invaluable, but they also offer the ability to get in touch with your customers for CSI purposes and ongoing selling and service opportunity, because they go to your DMS, they go to your database, just like some of the other products we recommend, and they allow you to be able to get in touch with people after you've had that contact and get some insight as to their experience. They offer them the opportunity to post their experience on CarFolks.com, positive or negative, with the expectation that if it's a negative, you'll fix it and turn it into a positive. They also offer free websites to salespeople, which allows you to expand your footprint on the internet those people looking for a good dealer in their area or a good salesperson in their area. There are rating systems that are assigned, incarfolks.com, that allows you to stand out above the crowd and allows people to select you themselves instead of you trying to force yourself down their throat with some hard selling message or coupons emailed to them or some SEM investment that posts you on the top with some message that you don't really mean. And they find that out very quickly when they go to your website and all they see is, you know, the copies of your radio, TV, and sales ads with no true information other than you got to call, you got to come in. I mean, that's the kind of a process that we're trying to fix with all of the other applications that are leading up to this point I'm making about CarFolks. Another example of a targeted social networking site that we're very, very comfortable with is SmartWomenBuyCars.com. You know, we all recognize that there are a lot of segmented, you know, buying publics out there. You know, you have the minority groups that have certain shared concerns and shared experiences that drive them into what they consider to be friendly dealers that relate to their unique, you know, problems and their unique opportunities to solve them. Women have always been slighted in the way they were treated in most real-world dealerships. I'm the first to confess that for many, many years in the real world, you know, my salespeople were talking to the person who was talking, and that was usually the husband. But the person who was behind that was usually the wife. And ignoring the wife, ignoring women in general, is a big mistake. They've been proven to represent 82% of the decision process in most transactions. You got to talk to them because I got to tell you, they're the ones that are making the decision. SmartWomenBuyCars.com allows you to do that. Same value as CarFolks. They have their own online identity that you can share. They are very selective in the dealers that they allow to platform on their portal. But more valued than that is they have a very much valued training program that they come to the real world. They spend 3 days at your facility and train your staff and review your processes. Ron Frederick, the principal, is an old car guy, general manager and trainer. And he's the first one that was going to tell you that you have to integrate your showroom processes with your real-world processes and training your staff how to deal with the women that are surfaced as leads off of SmartWomenBuyCars.com is a perfect example of that. And I think that the rollout of SmartWomenBuyCars.com is being pushed by AdAgentsOnline.net as well because we are their agency of record and we have a vested interest in making sure that our dealer clients take value in being able to sell to women and that they understand that there really is a unique and different way to do that. And, you know, there's other opportunities out there. As an example, Neo Synergy has their best deals. Everyone recognizes that the Internet is a great way to get information out about your vehicles. There's a lot of opportunities out there with Auto Trader and eBay Motors, and all of these companies allow you to platform your products out there, price, product, et cetera. One of the frustrations, though, is, you know, as is in the conventional world, once you put out the price, it's a little hard to take it back. You know, the problem is most people use it as a filter and narrowing it down. And if your ad is a dollar more than the guy under you in that same search, you're not even going to know why they didn't call you. Well, what Neo Synergy does, of course, with their best deals is their software application tied to your posting on AOL in their best deals section. And I believe they have a relationship developing with Google with a similar dynamic. It allows you to monitor and manage your ads to stay competitive. You can literally change the price and product after the fact to make sure that you're staying competitive. You know, monitoring your investments on the Internet and monitoring your advertising investments has always been the responsibility of the ad agency. And being an ad agency now myself, having spent 25 years as a dealer, but now I'm on the marketing side of the fence, I should say, and the consulting side of the fence, I accept responsibility for having to monitor the ads, but sometimes, you know, you're somewhat impotent. It's too late. You know, we blew it. The ad came out on Saturday, full page, and unfortunately the guy in the page before us is cheaper, and that's why he's cutting us off at the pass. Well, that doesn't happen in the virtual world as long as you apply logics of monitoring your ads and the ability with applications like Neo Synergy to manage and monitor and change your ads. Those are the opportunities we propose. You know, all of these things that we're discussing are all available on AdAgentsOnline.net as your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising needs. It's a free resource. We share these best practices through these blog talk radio shows. We share them through our Dealer 20-plus groups. We share them through the selection process. We go through and picking vendors that we feel can accomplish what we've set up as our goal, which is to blur the line between the real and the virtual showroom. The relationships that we continue to develop and grow through our portal are not only in the ad agencies that we're bringing aboard as affiliated agencies, but in the vendors that we've been having relationships with and recommending based on the fact that they're solving the shared problems that we all have out there on the internet. If you have any questions on the opportunities I discussed, feel free to download this blogcast later. If you want to set up your own Blog Talk Radio show, we'd be happy to push the buttons and forward you through to Blog Talk Radio direct. If you notice on our portal, we have a link. We can support you in the confidence that we have in the fact that it's a great way to speak to people without the hype and the pressure of selling them something, just getting them enough information to want to buy it. Nothing's changed. The world turns, the wheel turns. We just got to balance it and live on it and survive and move forward. The market may be shrinking, but opportunities for online transactions are increasing. Keep in touch. We'll speak to you Monday on the Lunch with Phil show to keep the message going. Thanks. Have a great day.